It's time for Out and About with Elaine. Join Elaine as she goes out and about and discusses your weekend, entertainment, fun, or just life in general. Give her a call now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320. Now, here's Elaine.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and I have a very special guest in studio, George Leonard from Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies. He's in studio and is going to serenade us for almost an hour, but we have so much going on. I just came back from vacation in Virginia and had a wonderful trip, a road trip, as they say, and there's a movie out called Vacation, and I haven't seen it just yet, but I'm sure that some of the antics in that movie were happening to me and my younger sister, but I came back safe, so all is good. I have Mike Catanzaro in the studio. He's going to keep me on track. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm okay.
There you go. Don't you just love live radio?
Yes. There's anyway. Nothing like live radio. It's more entertaining, I think.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Well, I always say when it's live, anything can happen. And in this studio, it generally does, doesn't it?
Or any studio for that matter.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, anyway, we do have a full show ahead of us. And actually, George is getting ready to start playing some of the songs. And Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 for our weather forecast. And George and I noticed that the moon today was exceptionally huge. And we're going to ask Jim.
What about the sun?
Well, the sun hasn't risen yet. Well, it is up in the sky now, but I'm just saying, like, the moon was actually remarkably large this morning when you woke up this morning. So George is setting up right now, but if you played the lottery, good luck. Mass daily numbers are 5637. The Rhode Island daily number is 0655. Mass cash numbers are 1319. 24, 30, and 32. The Mega Millions, 13, 35, 40, 60, 68. The Mega Ball is 9, and the Mega Plier is 4. So there are a ton of activities from festivals and fairs and music everywhere, so I'll get right to them. The festivals today, the 17th Annual Pawtucket Art Festival started last night, but it runs completely through October 4th. There's a festival going on at Slater Mill today. Admission is free. Times start today from noon to 5 p.m., Sunday noon to 4 p.m. There'll be lots of music, entertaining, hands-on activities. It's a very family fun activity. And that's what I like to do. It's like to give you a lot of things that the whole family can go to if it's like free admission, because we're all looking for something free to do, something you can do, and the festivals are just a wonderful place to do that. Now, next Saturday, I can't believe I'm saying the S word, September, already.
I don't like that word.
I can't believe that it's Labor Day weekend, and we have plans, so we're not going to be on next Saturday. We're going to have another repeat show or the best of Out and About next week. But check this out. The Chinese Dragon Boat Races and Taiwan Day is going to be at Slater Mill from 8 a.m. to 5. Now, this event is located at Slater Park near the Festival Pier. It's also free admission, but it's a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, and there's a lot of free giveaways. I know my son and his family went last year, and the kids had a ball. Now, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Newport Art Festival, and that starts both days from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's over 100 artists, and arts and craft folks are selling their wares. There's a lot of music, entertainment for the whole family, and they say there's a community project that you, they want you to come down and participate. So I don't know if it's, you know, put your hand there and they trace it, or if there's throw paint or splatter paint or something. I have no idea, but I'm thinking of going and checking that out.
Georgie Pudge wants to go.
I want to get my hand out.
You want to get your hand, okay. Yeah, cool. On the music scene, we have George in the studio today, but we also have Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Chicago will be playing at the Xfinity Center, the former Great Woods, okay? I don't know why they changed that, but they did. Tickets are, listen to this, $33 to $148. Imagine that. It starts Sunday night at 7:30. Saturday tonight at India Point Park, the Rhode Island Philharmonic will be performing music from Star Wars, which I thought was pretty interesting. Again, it's a free event. It's a family-friendly event, too. Tonight, Greg Abate's good friend Dan Moretti will be performing jazz, smooth jazz, at Chan's. And so come on down to Chan's, chill out, and the fun starts at 8 p.m. And also tonight, this is really cool, at Roger Williams Park Zoo. Tap into your wild side and attend this fundraiser called Brew at the Zoo. Tickets are $50, and you can taste over 100 beers from some of the finest New England brewmasters. I'm sorry, I'm saying 100 beers, and I kind of giggled about that. If you tasted 100 beers, I don't think you would be able to walk. This event runs. It's a 21 and older event. It runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So my question is, does it come with pretzels? So the fundraising will support zoo animal care and educational programs.
And which kind of pretzels? The big ones with the mustard?
Yeah, you have to have that with beer. So, you know, and beer and sliders, I would think, for $50, they have to give you something, I would think. I don't know.
And they would have a policeman on staff to make sure you walk in a straight line.
Well, that's the thing. You know, that is the thing, because when you're going out and about yourself and you're doing those things, you have to be very mindful of that. But
exactly.
I've been to wine tastings before, never a beer tasting, because I'm more of a wine person, but they just give you very little anyway. They just give you a little bit, so.
Small mug.
A small mug, yeah. I don't know. It should be very interesting.
Drop size, put on your tongue.
Maybe, as they go, I don't know.
That's an idea, a little drop.
You remember when you were a kid and you used to have to take your medicine, your parents would give you like a little drop?
Yeah, Kyler Royal.
On your tongue.
You're digressing, and I have more to say. Tonight is Water Fire, and it starts at 8:30 p.m. I know that as the summer progresses, so doesn't the darkness. As Jim Corbin was saying, we lose like, I think, a minute or a minute and a half of daylight each day. Well, Water Fire starts tonight at 8:30, and this event has a Latin flair. Come on down and dance the Argentine tango. They offer free lessons to everybody. It's kind of like Dancing with the Stars, but you only get 10 minutes of instructions. You're looking at me. Oh, come on. You know you want a tango. It's fun.
It takes 10 minutes to know that you stink at it, you know. That's good.
Yeah, usually takes me 2 minutes to know I'm not good at it.
Oh, come on. No. They're very good. I've gone down there where they had the Sovereign Bank, had every Water Fire, they had like free dance lessons. So
fabulous. I know. It's fabulous.
It is great. I mean, from swing dance to like cha-cha to waltz.
Fun to
watch. Those are fun.
Really good dances. Fun to watch.
Yeah, it is fun, especially when the professionals come out. And then they say, okay, now your turn. And it's like, we don't want to follow that, you know. But it's always a good time.
You do it naked so that you get some attention.
It takes
the attention off the way that you dance, you know.
Yeah, I think it would very definitely.
Not
oh my
so
god.
Critical.
Anyway, there are five movies that I would recommend. One is they're fun. You know, they're really a lot of fun. And the last one I'll just say for just a second here, but Ant-Man is getting a lot of attention. It's a comedy and it's really fun. The Minion movie for the youngsters are great. Southpaw, of course, is really wonderful. And that Family Vacation series continues as Rusty grows up and he takes his own family to Wally World and all of that. So, but there is a movie called War Rooms, and I don't know if you know about this, Michael, because I pulled it up because I said, geez, what is this about? So basically it's about a married couple that it follows this guy who has it all. It's a middle-class couple who seem to have it all, great jobs, beautiful daughter, and a beautiful house. And the husband is straying, but they meet this Miss Clara, who is an older woman who discovers that the family is interfighting with each other, and she kind of is like the calming force through prayer. So it's actually an interfaith movie that, like, the power of prayer is the theme through the movie. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting.
And what's the name of this movie?
War Room, W-A-R Room.
Wow.
War Room. So, it's just really a very interesting thing to...
And I think I already know the ending.
Okay, we won't go there. But anyway, let me see it first, and then I'll tell you.
I want to know the ending.
I'll tell you later.
No, I'm going to leave the studio, and then you can tell him that. But anyway, there are a ton of things to go out and about. And I wanted to save some time. I know we have to take our first break, but then I want to come back to George and have him start playing some of the songs, and we'll start interviewing George. And then Jim Corbin will be coming on at 7:35 to give us our update of weather, and then we'll take it out with George Leonard as well. So I'm glad that, and I'm very grateful for George coming in the studio this early in the morning, because I know he's laughing.
And I'm very grateful you split your coffee with me.
Of course, it's the least I could do. It's Jeez, next too. Time I'll be happy to bring you one.
Well, I thought I knew how to get there, but I didn't.
It's okay. It's too whirly.
Too whirly or too early?
It's very early in the morning.
Yeah, you can't find a place when you're going 25 miles an hour. That's fast.
That is fast, yes.
Yeah, you know, you look.
You just go by. Everything's a blur at this morning, at this time of day. Yeah. This, but we digress, folks. There's a lot of things coming up in the area. I mean, September, October, there's a ton of festivals and road trips, you know, from Boston to Newport and everywhere in between. So have you been on vacation, Mike? I haven't even seen you in about a week, so.
Wait a minute. Where were we last week?
I was in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. No, I don't have vacation. I kind of just do other things.
Like a day trip or something?
You know, we did go on one Sunday. Me and my wife went to Narragansett in Rhode Island.
That's beautiful.
And I love it there. I used to hang out there all the time in the summertime when I was a kid, and by the wall and the towers. Mm-hmm. And we went in all the different shops. It seems like every time I go there, they got a new shopping plaza to look at.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and then we actually ate gluten-free clam cakes and chowder, believe it or not, over in this like little tiny VW truck that was driving around, and we got it was only like $6, but it was nice. It was good. Mm-hmm. And then we went to go take some pictures by the ocean.
Nice.
And it was one of those things where, see, to me, it's weird. I can't afford to go on a week vacation, but when I go on these little day excursions, it feels like I've been gone a week.
Good.
And when I come back, I'm like,
Yeah, no, I hear it. You need to get away. Like, I went away for 3 days, and I drove back myself from Virginia to home. And let me tell you something. That was pretty intense.
And how many times did you have to gas up?
Well, I have a Toyota Corolla, yeah. So 300 and something miles per tank, so only twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I stopped 4 times because I thought every 3 hours I got to stand up, stretch, you know, just to get going.
Now, you picture, I picture you, no offense, but I picture you as a fast driver, not a slow driver.
My average rate of speed was 76 miles per hour. I was humming. But, I mean, I got up at 5 a.m. and I
No
just,
lights were following you or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but my sister and I did have an adventure on the way down at 3:30 in the morning in Connecticut. There was a tired 18-wheeler going down 65 miles an hour, and he's a tired driver where they go over the rumble strip almost hitting the guardrail. So I called it in to 911, state trooper said, oh, yeah, we'll be right there. 10 minutes later, he's still doing it, so I had to call back. I never call back. Generally, you know, they're supposed to be stopping. But,
or get away from
But
them.
The poor guy, I felt bad because he did pull
off.
Pull
over and go to sleep.
He did pull over at a rest stop, but I didn't want to do that. But all in all, it was a very positive trip, and it was a great trip back. I have to say, I had 120 songs on my iPhone, and I was just singing along, you know, playing them, and I was having a ball. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine in studio. My very special guest is George Leonard, and he is going to fire up his guitar when we come back.
The 30th annual Cranston Greek Festival will feature live Greek music from Friday, September 11th, right straight through to Sunday, September 13th, come rain or shine. Enjoy a wide variety of Greek foods, including roast lamb, gyros, spinach pies, and, oh, but of course, baklava, everyone's old-time favorite Greek pastry. This gathering, said to mark the end of the summer in Rhode Island, will take place on the church grounds of the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation on Oak Lawn Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. For more information, call 401-942-4188.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want
to
be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
When you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, if Mike puts on my mic, I can talk to you. Okay. Anyway, in studio today, we have Mike Catanzaro, my producer, and keeping me on track, which I appreciate. And also a very special guest, George Leonard from the group Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies. So George is in studio right now, and I can't hear myself. Oh, okay. Now I can. Okay, great. So George, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Hi, Elaine. Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you came out and about with me.
Yeah, and I'm glad I woke up early to see the big moon.
Yes, we'll have to ask. We'll have to ask Jim Corbin all about
that. Yeah,
I
think we're going to have to call NASA on this one.
Yeah, no, yes, we definitely will. What's going on with that?
I thought it was like the biggest UFO ever.
Wow.
It was that big. Not that I even saw the littlest one ever, or any of them ever.
Right.
But we know they're there, right?
But we did see it, yes. Yeah, that was remarkable. So, my friend, you're back here. You got inducted. You had a busy year this year. You were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame in Rhode Island.
That was one day. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
No, but then you've been playing throughout. I've seen you at the different venues, the coffee houses and
that
out
was
and about.
Two events.
George, I'm trying to build you up here. Come on now.
Oh, give up. No, don't even bother.
All right, listen, my friend. You had a very interesting history, and the last time you were here, we were talking about how you started. You started at a very young age, like 13 or 14, and which was very interesting that you're at this little coffee place on Thayer Street, owned by a former stripper.
Yeah.
She named you, she gave you the band's name, Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies.
Yeah, that's right.
See, do I do my research or
you
what?
You sure did, I tell you. Yeah, I remember that place very well. Right? Well, not that, very well, yeah.
So those must have been very fond memories.
I don't know, but they definitely did happen. I don't remember being there, but yeah, it was interesting because there was the end of the jazz period, mm-hmm. and the beginning of the beat period, kind
right.
of, it was a sort of simultaneously going on. Actually, it was kind of the end of the beat movement because then the hippie thing started. But it was a very nice when you would go in and they would have a little jazz group there. And they're all black guys, and I mean really good players. Mm-hmm. So I remember going to they have a jam session, so you had to join them, you know?
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Oh, they so didn't want to see me. They were really, you know, they were playing really, really, really well. You know, I'm like 13, you know, it's like, dee, 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 dee. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got your start there, and I think that's really great. And then there
there was some other guy, he had a guitar, because there was a lot of folk music at that time.
Oh, yes, that's
and
right.
And he just kept saying some obscenity over and 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 over again. But I thought it was cool because you didn't see that very often, you know. Mm. Some guy sitting there with a guitar with one obscene phrase going over and over and over and over. And all the drinks were great. There was the Purple Passion, they were all ice cream drinks.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and then they had all the espressos and the kind of coffees. Mm-hmm. And they also had this thing called near beer.
Near beer?
Yeah, it was a beer without alcohol.
Very good.
I'm surprised you don't remember that. Aren't you 100 years old? Mike, don't you remember that? You remember Lassie? Come on.
I know of actually sparkling this stuff they sell in the supermarkets that's like wine, but it's a non-alcohol wine. And yeah. They have either apple or a grape. So I've never had non-alcoholic beer, though. I've heard of it, but I never had it.
Well, I wonder if they're sampling some of the fake beer over that place there. 100 bottles.
Oh, 100, yeah.
100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer. We got enough time for this song.
Yes, we do, George. We got 8 minutes. Go for it. So listen, let me ask you, you've written a lot of songs. What was one of your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite?
No, usually my favorite one is the one that I wrote last.
Oh, okay.
Want me to do that?
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
We'll work our way down to the ones that I really can't stand.
Okay.
Okay. It's it's a little story because I went to France this year for 3 weeks.
Nice.
Very nice. But I went there because a lot of people I know were going to be there, friends from Toronto and some people from England. And mm-hmm. So it was I didn't really go to France because it was the stupidest thing to do because I went like in June or something where it's most beautiful here, you know.
Right.
So anyways, they have there's one little family and the mother's very bright and she had as a child 3 years old. And she raises her children the very French way, which is, you know, you let them do whatever they want as long as they stay in this box. And, you know, and if they go out of the box, you push them back in. Just mm-hmm. All French mothers grow their children that way.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little child, 3 years old, and the most important thing is don't let her think she's special. Which is hysterical because, you know, you see a three-year-old kid that's so special. But it's true. I mean, they don't want the kid to be, you know, like when the kid gets rampant, like the kid, you know, is 4 years old, jumps up on a table and goes, starts throwing things. And everybody goes, oh, look how cute that is, you know. But they don't do that there, you know.
Right.
So anyways, it's an absolutely adorable child. And so we're at the market, and there's always a little cafe by, so I'm sitting at the cafe, mm-hmm. and this little girl, well, they decided to leave her in my hands for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, seemed like eternity.
I bet it did.
And, of course, everybody's got their rules, you know, if she wants this and wants that, no, just no, no. So, no, 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 Maria Lynn, no, 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 no. And it's all so she starts yelling, I want my mommy. And everybody in the place, you know, they're all very kind and nice people, and they all come over. And one guy, you know that trick where you pull your finger out your finger look like it's going in half, and the coin out of the ear and stuff. So that guy comes over, and she's still wailing, 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 wailing. Then another lady comes by with a strawberry and gives her a strawberry. Still wailing, wailing, wailing. So anyways, I want my mommy. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the song.
Oh, great.
I don't know it, though, but just wanted to tell the story.
It's a great story.
You almost seem like you're going to be bored to death, huh?
No, I want you to play it.
Maria Lynn is only 3. She loves her papa and she loves her floppy bunny. She loves her grandpapa and her grandmama too. But when mommy's not around, no one else will do. And so she cries, I want my mommy, I want my mommy, I want my mommy every minute of the day. I want my mommy, I want my mommy. Everybody else go away. Everybody else go away. All the people in the town tried to make her laugh. A man even pulled his finger in half. He put a coin in his hand and he made it disappear. Then he pulled that coin right out of her ear. And still she cried, I want my mommy, I want my mommy, I want my mommy every minute of the day. I want my mommy, I want my mommy. Everybody else go away. Everybody else go away. Ma Reine bought her a dolly for a present. Tonton bought her an ice cream feast. But nothing put a smile on this little crocodile. Nothing could change this little beast. And so she cried, I want my mommy, I want my mommy, I want my mommy every minute of the day. I want my mommy, I want my mommy. Everybody else go away. Everybody else go away. And so she cries and she cries and she cries and she cries. Like a waterfall, the tears fall from her eyes. Bitter tears, until mommy reappears. And then mommy reappears. Thank God.
Excellent. That is really wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
So yeah. That must have been a wonderful trip to go to France for 3 weeks and meet all those wonderful, nice, or reconnect, I should say, with your friends.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Lots of wine?
No, enough.
Enough.
You know, you can't get a bad glass of wine. Yeah.
I know.
It's not possible. You guys, give me the worst wine you got, and you just can't, they just don't know how to do that. They don't know how to do it.
That's great. So where are you going to be playing next?
Next.
Mm-hmm. You have a couple of things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be performing with the Aristocats.
Wow.
That's.
When is that going to happen, my friend?
September 14th.
And where's that going to be?
I forgot.
Okay.
I don't think I asked Lloyd. Lloyd's got this, that's a wonderful band. They're all, I think they're all in their 80s and the guitar player is 95.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah, they're very well loved.
And they still got it?
Yeah, they're all deaf. But they all somehow, you know, it all kind of comes together.
That's great.
Yeah,
That's really great. We're going to have to take a quick break. Okay.
Sure.
All right, great. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I have George Leonard in studio, and Jim Corbin will be up after these messages.
The Multiple Sclerosis Center at Sturdy Memorial Hospital is sponsoring a free MS Care Fair on Saturday, September 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the hospital auditorium. The fair will offer educational and supportive information to MS patients and their families and caregivers. Vendors related to MS medication, treatments, and support services will be present. To register, call Martha Maynard at 1-800-344-4867 and select option 1.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.
Hit ignition.
And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra will perform at the Stadium Theater at 28 Monument Square in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, on Saturday, August 29th at 7 o'clock p.m. This unique 60-piece orchestra, dedicated to education and entertainment through music, performs orchestral and educational programming throughout the communities of Greater Rhode Island only during the summer months. For more information about this end-of-the-summer event, visit the web at www.stadiumtheater.com.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach, and in studio I have George Lennon of Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies, and we've been talking a little bit and just having being serenaded. It's just been really great. I've not had a live musician in the studio in a long time to serenade me. Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 today, but if you would like to talk to George Lennon live, you can call us at 508-222-1320. We're here till 8 o'clock this morning. Again, our number is 508-222-1320. Good morning. This is going to be a beautiful, sunny Saturday. We have to ask our good friend Jim Corbin about that large moon this morning, and that just seemed like such a unbelievable experience. How are you, George?
I'm good.
You good today?
Good enough.
All right, awesome. That's all I care about. Is that you're still breathing air?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you have dead like musicians on the show, or
do I have what, please?
You said it's very rarely that you have a live musician.
Yeah, generally they just sit there and they go, Elaine, it's just too darn early. Or they'll call in from there. You know, they're still
sleeping.
They're actually dead. Yeah, they're just sleeping. And they just said, okay, we're calling in. Yeah. But live in studio is better. We had Robert Black on, and he's an Elvis impersonator, but he sings just like Elvis. And yeah, he's one of the best in New England, I guess, for real. But but you're the real deal. You're not an impersonator. We have live and in person George Lennon in my studio, and I'm so excited. This is awesome.
The guy at the fruit store used to tell one of the guys over there used to say, you know, I hired an Elvis impersonator because you're a real Elvis fan, you know. Says, boy, he was terrible. he wore a mask. You know those masks you get on Halloween? Well, what do you want for $75?
Oh my God, that is No, he's the real deal. This guy here actually looks and sounds like this person.
Fabulous.
And he's fabulous. Yeah. And actually, he always plays up at the Federal Hill, has a Columbus Day 3-day festival.
Oh, yeah.
And
his band
is always there. Always
at the,
there.
At the square there.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Deep Pasquale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
That's right. You know you do know your way around Providence. That's awesome.
Well, there's a few locations I know, but I still need use my UPS to get there. It has to be said every time because I space out.
UPS or GPS?
UPS, yeah, I know.
It's all UPS good. Is the mail, guys.
I know.
It's all good. Yeah.
We need a dictionary of initials.
All these initials, I know, FedEx and UPS. I should do a story about that, a show about all the acronyms because, you know, you just there's thousands of them actually in computer terminology for sure.
Yeah. I think billions.
Billions. Yeah. No, I hear you.
There are now officially more of those acronyms than there are stars.
Really?
No, I just.
I believe you.
Up.
You see, I believe you.
I know. But just don't believe anything, because I don't think I hallucinate.
No, I don't think so either. But you know what we got to do? We got to talk to Jim, our good friend.
You don't know.
Jim. Jim is on. Yes. Hey, Jim. How are you today?
Hello. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. Very well. And hello to everyone there.
Good morning.
Good morning, George. By the way, where did you get the name of the Crybabies? How did that come about?
Well, just from the little poem, you know, Jordy Boydy put it back, is to go.
Okay, so it is from that, okay.
Yeah, it's just that stupid. Yep, you're right.
Oh, that's great. I think it's great. Speaking of great, because I know you want to get back to anything but weather, because we have just really a very quiet but pleasant weather situation for this last weekend of August, and of course Labor Day weekend next weekend, which I always say is always better weekend than Memorial Day because climatologically it's in a better time, and we're going to have one of the most pleasant stretches of weather over the coming days that we've had really all summer. We're going to have temperatures today in the low 80s, low humidity once again. So this will be the third straight day without the humidity. Now, it will make a comeback later tomorrow and much of next week. We're going to have winds out of the west. And then tonight, mostly clear. You talked about that big, full sturgeon moon out there. Well, it's going to be out there again tonight. By the way, Elaine, your next full moon, guess what the name of it is?
The Jazzy Moon.
The Jazzy. That's a good guess. No, it's the harvest moon on the 27th of September.
So, the harvest, yes.
The harvest moon, yeah, that'll be, and then I believe the next one is the hunter's moon. But anyway, that's in September. We're still in August, so let's enjoy it for now in terms of that. Although still my favorite season is the fall. September and October are my two favorite months. Anyway, tonight mostly clear, falling to about 60. So we'll have one more reasonable night of sleeping. Even actually tomorrow night, not all that bad either. But anyway, tomorrow high temperatures with sunshine should reach about 86 in the afternoon. A little more humid, but still not all that bad. I mean, it could be certainly a lot worse even for late August. And then Monday, the last day of August, the 31st, sunshine. Highs near 90. How about that? And then we're going to have, and humidity levels will be up. So we're going to end August on a hot, humid note. Again, not brutally hot, not brutally humid, but at least it'll be high enough. And then perhaps slightly less hot on Tuesday, the first day of September, a weak front could come in from the northeast. We call those a backdoor front. And that may knock temperatures back for highs on Tuesday into the low to mid-80s, but still certainly warm. And then on Wednesday, the heat comes back. Wednesday, upper 80s. We're looking at mainly sunny skies, and same thing on Thursday. Most of this, the next several days, little or no rain. Now, that's great for outdoor activities, but towards the end of the week, there may be some complaints that, boy, we could use a little bit of rain. So that will be the issue as we get into Labor Day. Right now, my thoughts on the Labor Day weekend, again, obviously not this weekend, but next weekend, it's going to be warm and mostly dry. So that's the good news for sort of waning thoughts of doing summertime things outdoors.
Wow. What about, I know that you were saying that there's a hurricane season from now until, what is it, November?
Well, the official season for the whole Atlantic Basin runs to the 30th of November, the last day of November. But for New England, we really have our season from mid-August, so it's just started, until about the first few days of October.
Wow.
And then it's about done. Rarely have we had anything either before or after that. Looking back at the records, we do have, I'm sure you've heard, hurricane, well, it used to be tropical storm, it still is, Erica with a K,
right,
which is now very close to the Dominican Republic, but it's been interacting with the mountains down there. It's taken a further south course. Therefore, you might have seen video over the last day or so of the folks down in Florida going to stores and buying up the shelves because they think it's the end of the world. It's not likely to be all that bad for Florida now. It's taking a further west and northwest track. It may get back into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, not that Florida won't be affected at all, but they could actually use some rain. There's been a drought in the Caribbean and in the islands, Puerto Rico, so they actually got some beneficial rains, unfortunately, with some flooding. It looks like most of the rain is going to be back into the Gulf and then maybe getting up into the Florida Panhandle from Erica. It could be a storm that brings sort of soaking rains to much of the southeast United States next week. Now, that's an indication that we have nice ridging here in New England, and so that's why I think we are in a stretch of dry weather. Again, eventually we're going to have to get some rain back in here because this is the growing season still, and we all use a lot of water this time of the year for drinking and putting, filling up our pools and things like that. So eventually, as I said a minute or so ago, all that rain in the southeast United States that we're forecasting is going to be hope to get up here into New England, but that might not be until late next week or around the holiday weekend, but right now I think it'll stay south. So we're in a good stretch of weather, if you like it warm, in the late summer.
Wow, that's great. Hey, I'm looking forward to that. I can't believe that summer's almost gone. I mean, where did it go, Jim, you know?
Well, you know what? It's been such a good summer of weather, really, not to bring the weather into it, but I guess I have to, right? When summer is, when the weather is doing fine, time flies when you're having fun.
True.
So that's part of the reason I'm not talking for you, Elaine, exactly. But when the weather is good, usually the time flies. And we've had very little thunderstorm activity this summer. We've had very little extreme heat, which people like to complain about, turning on their air conditioning every night, or fans or whatever. So when the weather is good in the summertime, it usually is a fast summer, and it, as you just said, it flies by. And certainly the unofficial end of the summer is the Labor Day weekend, but fortunately we still have another weekend to go before we get to that.
True, true. Yes, and actually, Jim, we're not going to be on next Saturday because studio's closed, so we're going to do a repeat show, but then we'll be back live on the 12th.
That sounds good, and by that time, hopefully, we will cool down just a little bit. But I'm glad you enjoyed, you all enjoyed the moon this morning, because that full sturgeon moon is something to behold, especially on a clear night when there's no haze. So that's, I'm sure, why it looked really large this morning.
Was that the biggest one ever?
Not the biggest ever, but did you see it when it was near the horizon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it looked, the sun and the moon always look bigger when they're near the horizon. It has to do with the looming effect and things like that. But it certainly was not exactly one of the smaller moons we've had either. So, but it lights up the sky, and you'll be able to, if you're up again tomorrow morning early, you'll be able to see it again, because I expect it to be nice and clear tonight as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't too sure if it was just that it's the biggest moon in the ever, or it was like the first time I was up that early.
It could be probably a combination of both. it's definitely whenever you see the moon, it's when it's clear, it always looks larger right near the horizon. Whether once you see it rising in the east or setting in the west, and so not surprising that it was it looking large, and again because we basically have not a cloud of any consequence in the sky, maybe a couple of thin cirrus clouds, but that's about it. So. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that again, get up tomorrow morning early, and you'll be able to see it once again.
Oh, I recommend it, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the full sturgeon moon. Of course, sturgeons, those type of fish that were out in the Great Lakes and things like that. Of course, next month, the 27th of September, will be the next full harvest moon. Of course, that's the time we'll begin harvesting some of the crops. So that's hopefully we'll have some good weather for that, but... But enjoy the rest of the weekend weather, because some of the best weather in the country has been here in New England. We haven't had to deal with floods of any consequence on a regular basis. No blistering heat, no thunderstorms, and just be happy that we're here in New England enjoying this great stretch of weather that's going to continue into much of next week.
Okay, that sounds great. And I'll see you, either come on down. You know you're always welcome to come on down.
I'll think about it. Maybe I'll come in if I can get up early in 2 weeks. But I'll talk to you definitely before then, and I'll see you, talk to you in 2 weeks.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks again, Jim. Take care. Have a great week.
Thanks. Thank you, Elaine. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We do have to take a quick break, and then we come back. We have George Leonard in the studio who will be serenading us. We'll be right back after these messages.
The 30th Annual Cranston Greek Festival will feature live Greek music from Friday, September 11th, right straight through to Sunday, September 13th, come rain or shine. Enjoy a wide variety of Greek foods, including roast lamb, gyros, spinach pies, and, oh, but of course, baklava, everyone's old-time favorite Greek pastry. This gathering, said to mark the end of the summer in Rhode Island, will take place on the church grounds of the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation on Oak Lawn Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. For more information, call 401-942-4188.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th, to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and in studio we have George Leonard of Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies. And we were talking during break, and he had this wonderful song he'd like to share with us. So, George, why don't you go and serenade?
Well, I changed my mind about that one because that's a little too weird to play in this hour of the morning.
So. You sure?
Yeah.
All right, play us something good. How's that?
All right, I do a song about old people. How about that?
Go right ahead.
This is, I used to do things at the nursing homes, resting home, whatever they're called. And I had a friend that used to do the Alzheimer's ward.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying it's really remarkable that even though these people can't remember who their family is or anything like that, they know all the words to the songs.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yep.
But anyways, between that and a friend of mine, you know, she's about my age, and we would talk about, you know, the past and things. And she was talking about when she was a little kid growing up, there was a little boy that she grew up with, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they were neighbors or whatever. And she always thought he was a little bit strange because he kept asking her if she wanted to play church with him. Whatever that means. Because, you know, the doctor, play doctor and all that stuff. So, anyways, it kind of inspired this song.
Oh, okay.
Also, the fact that there was this guy down at the nursing home, you know, he still thought he was like 19 and, star of the football team.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I put all that stuff together with this little song.
And what's the name of it?
Let's Get Young Again. Let's turn a soapbox into a coup de ville. Let's get in some trouble, steal a pie off a windowsill. Let's hotwire a hippie van and start up a Beatle band. Oh, let's get young again. Hey, let's play church. Now that could be some fun. You be the nun, I'll be the priest. And 'cause you're such a cutie, you can be the beauty, and I can be the beast. You get your Barbie, and I'll get my G.I. Joe. You can cry your heart out when Joe shoots off his toe. Let's climb a tree, you see, I got a half-baked plan. Oh, let's get young again. Hey, let's play church. Now that could be some fun. I'll be the priest, you be the nun. And because you're such a killer, you can be Attila. And I can be your... Hun.
I was wondering what you were looking for.
Here in the rest home, well, I'm getting so depressed. Let's crawl out the window and get ourselves undressed. Throw away our walkers and let's turn off C-SPAN. Oh, let's get young again. Come take my hand, I'm gonna try to stand. Oh, let's get young again. Young again.
Very beautiful.
Well, this is supposed to be silly, actually.
It is silly. We are silly. We're awake now. Now, listen, I have a question to ask. Do you play with your sisters again, musically out there?
Yeah, once
with
every
Judy
50
and Carol,
years.
Right? How old are they now?
Judy and Carol?
Mm-hmm.
A million and one.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're all old. Yeah. We actually have another gig coming up.
Where is that going to be?
October 11th at the Met Cafe. It's Lupo's 40th anniversary. And so we're going to open for the young adults.
Oh, wow. Open to the public?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll have to talk so I can publicize it here.
Yeah.
I'll come.
You're going to come?
Sure.
Good. You're going to come, Mike?
I figure out where it is.
I'll give them directions.
Yeah, put it in your UPS.
That's
all. Yeah,
yes.
No, we rehearse every Wednesday. It's a family therapy that we do.
Mm-hmm. Family therapy.
Yeah.
I was gonna. That was one of my follow-up questions. How is it playing with siblings?
It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting. You need to know any more?
No, that's okay. You can play another song. We've got 4 minutes, so you can. You want to play another song? Go right ahead. Tell me the history behind it and go for it.
Okay. I could play a little. I guess so. You feel right at home, Mike? Yeah.
Get my spaghetti.
In the south of Italy, I stop for a drink. In a corner, there's a girl. She give me a wink. Next thing I know, she's all over me. I must be in heaven, or I'm in Sicily. We have a little fling. She play with my thing. Then she ask me, where's her wedding ring? I say, excuse me, but I no need a wife. She say, yes, I do. And she pull out the butcher knife. And she says it to me. Oof, a chop, chop, why you treating me bad? Oof, a chop, chop, why you making me sad? Oof, a chop, chop, you telling me you're leaving? Well, I'm a no get mad. No, I'm a get it even. Then I met her, the sister, the brother and the aunt, and the grandmama who asked me to dance. Then I met the pets and all of the Goombas, the dog, the cat, the bird, and the gorilla she called Papa. She say, oof-a-chop-chop, why you treating me bad? Oof-a-chop-chop, why you making me sad? Oof-a-chop-chop, you telling me you're leaving? Well, I'm a no-get mad. No, I'm a get it even. Well, I managed to escape and to get away from here. I fall in love again with a woman oh so dear. Blonde hair, blue eyes, light creamy skin, but just a mild luck. An albino Sicilian, she say, oofa chop chop, why you treating me bad? Oofa breakfast music, oofa chop chop, why you making me sad? Oofa chop chop, you telling me you're leaving? Well, I'm a no get mad. No, I'm a no get mad. No, I'm a no get mad. I'm a get it even.
Fantastic. I guess we have a little bit of a technical situation here, Mike. No. What's going on?
The computer's just playing the theme now.
My theme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know why? Because we have 2 minutes left, and I think I put it in at 2 minutes and something.
Hi, Emily.
So anyway, we are going to... Yeah, you can play our... You can cue up our music. It's all good. Go ahead. Yeah. And I'll just start reading my audios. How's that? So anyway, we do have a couple more things to mention. The farmers market in Attleboro is, you know, we love to support our local vendors. So we are going all out to breakfast today, and then we're going over to the farmers market. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. O'Connell Field. We are going to see our dear friend Emily. So I hope that Emily is listening, because we'll be there right after. And if you want a coffee, you know, text me, girl, because we definitely will we'll bring it to you. We also, I'd like to thank Mike for coming in so early and setting up the board and keeping me on track, and also our special guest, George Leonard. Thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our show is on every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 8. We have so many great things happening in the Attleboro area, and most of them are free. We have many different things that are upcoming, so check it out. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. Again, Jim Corbin, thank you so much. Mike Catanzara, couldn't do this show without you guys. So from all of us here at WARA, thanks for listening, and meet me back here the Saturday after Labor Day, September 12th, and let's keep the conversation going. Thanks again for listening to our show, and make it a great week, and I hope you get out and about yourself.